This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. He's been a congressman, a governor, the head of a bank, and now he wants to be president. Buddy Romer of Louisiana was running as a Republican. He dropped out of that race and is now seeking the nomination of the Reform Party and of Americans Elect, a new online platform for third-party candidates. Buddy Romer says he won't take contributions of more than $100 and he won't take PAC money. He came by our studios today and we began by talking about his main focus, campaign finance and the corrupting power of money in politics.
Here's what I think. I think Washington is broken, yes. But more importantly, it's bought. And if we don't take it back, we the people, I think we're in trouble.
When you say that Washington has been bought, you've said that you would eliminate, for example, super PACs. You think they're illegal. Look at the Supreme Court ruling in Citizens United, though. They said that would violate the First Amendment. How would you go about repealing or
members of
making
Congress
super PACs
illegal? If they would read this, Citizens United is a well-constructed case. It's a narrow margin. They say that money is a form of speech. Who can deny that? Money's important to politics. It can enhance speech if you spend it positively.
But the court said government has no right to regulate that kind of spending on campaigns.
No, they said that direct contributions to presidents and congressmen can be regulated, both in terms of disclosure and limits.
Sure, but in terms of super PACs.
But they said super PACs, if they are truly independent. Now, do you think that any of these super PACs are uncoordinated and independent? Of course not. They're in clear violation of the law. Now, I think Mitt Romney went to the fundraiser for his super PAC. Is that coordination? Of course it is. And the use of Citizens United as an excuse is wrong. Congress has the power to act now. They can regulate super PACs. They can make PAC contributions equal to individual contributions. They can require 48-hour reporting. They can require full disclosure. They can require that lobbyists either lobby or raise money. You can't do both. Congress can do this right now.
I'd like to have you assess your competition, and I'm going to go through the contenders one by one, and maybe give me a one-line response. You're holding your nose
as I say
that, but here we go. Okay. Mitt Romney.
Know him, like him, honest man, that's important. Mr. 1%, and that's what's wrong with this nation. 1% run America. The 99% should.
Okay. Number two, Rick Santorum.
Good values. I just don't need to be dictated by government as to what my values are.
Newt Gingrich?
He's the lobbyist for the 1%. He and Rick Santorum both served in the Congress, and they didn't go home. They went into lobbying.
What about Ron Paul?
Good issue on the Federal Reserve. Everything else, he's off kilter.
And what about President Obama?
Good intentions, gifted in terms of speech, just totally ineffective. No leadership.
Why should voters who are following the campaign, looking at you, who has barely registered in the polls so far, you have, according to the recent FEC filing that I was looking at, $43,000 in cash on hand. Why should they think this is a man who is running a viable candidacy and deserves my vote?
Well, if they judge you by your money, they won't. But that's a stupid way to judge something. Is that the way you pick a president? It's not the way I pick a president. I want a woman or a man who has the courage to lead and is free to lead and is not bought by the Wall Street banks or the insurance companies. It's real simple. Now, can Buddy win? Look at what I've done so far. I've watched candidates come and go like cheap suits. I just need a national stage because I think there are issues that need to be discussed.
What do you say to people who would say to you, Buddy, you're clearly not going to win the race, but you could well be a spoiler. You could siphon enough votes from, in your case, since you're a Republican for some time now.
Who's going to win the race? You don't know. Why can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
This election is months away. You know, is it feasible for you to be president? Can you get elected? I don't know that. But I have been elected. I mean, Mitt Romney was elected to one office. He seems to be feasible. Look, I don't think this country's decided who the president is. And I believe that sometime, someplace in the fall, there'll be a national debate, and I'll be on the stage, and this election will be settled.
Buddy Romer, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
That's Buddy Romer, former Louisiana congressman and governor, and now an independent candidate for president.